You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
No Desley today, but we are joined this morning by Matt Tucker, who's the Group Recovery Manager for the January floods and Cyclone Gabrielle. Morena, Matt, how are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel. Sorry, I'm a pale imitation of Desley.
It's good to have you on the show, though, Matt, and it's good to have a bit of a kōrero about what's happening on the West Coast, particularly at the moment. We've seen the reopening, tentative reopening, of Bethels and also of Muriwai, which has been a wee bit tense with the community, I think it's fair to say. There's been a wee bit of pushback around the safety of the roads. What was the decision-making to lead to opening up at this stage?
Yeah, good question. And we do acknowledge that there's various views in the community there at Muriwai, Rachel. The Muriwai cordons were put in place using the civil defence regulations. And, I mean, quite simply, they're just a safety measure. There were numerous things that were and are still in places in Muriwai really unsafe. So unsafe homes, unsafe roading, unsafe trees, you know, not to mention obvious landslides and the like. And the cordons are put in place to keep people safe from those hazards. In removing those cordons, I mean, they're constantly reviewed. Any cordon that we put in place anywhere is constantly reviewed and reassessed. We do that work often in collaboration with Auckland Transport. So cordons obviously quite often involve roads. So we work closely with Auckland Transport when we're thinking about the safety of roading and access to roading. We took a broad range of views in thinking about whether it was appropriate to reopen that particular cordon at Muriwai. Obviously, some of them still remain. We have to take a general community Aotearoa view. You know, people want access to beaches in New Zealand, in particular places like Muriwai. So when it's safe and sensible to do so, we have to take into, you know, the whole of country view of these things. There are businesses in Muriwai that have been particularly affected by these events and cordons and road closures who, you know, have had obvious impacts on their on their customer activities. So we take that into account as well.
So what would be your advice for people who aren't from Muriwai who are heading out that way if they are going to be going to the beach or taking their dog for a walk? What would be your advice for treading gently in that space?
I think respect would be one of the first things that I would say. Please be respectful of that community. It's gone through an awful lot and it's far, far from having come out the other side of the effects there. I would hate to see people from outside of Muriwai stopping and checking out slips and taking photographs of themselves in damaged houses, in front of damaged houses, I should say. Please, please be respectful of what that community has gone through and is continuing to go through. You're going to find temporary traffic management there if you go and visit Muriwai, so cones and speed restrictions on the roads that are open. Please be respectful of the temporary traffic management as well.
Well, let's talk a wee bit about those residents, though, because there is still, you know, a lot of confusion about what's going to be happening for a lot of red and yellow stickered properties and also for people who live in undamaged homes around that area. There's a lot of frustration around continuing to pay rates and also mortgages for a lot of people. What conversations is Auckland Council having, particularly with groups like ACC and central government, to relieve some of the pressure on those residents at the moment?
Yeah, so there's a lot of questions in that long sentence that you just asked me there, Rachel. So the Group Recovery Office, which is, as the name would suggest, is leading Auckland's recovery to the cyclones and flooding, has representation in it from the sort of agencies that you